Welcome into our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas kicking off our program here on this Monday, talking high school volleyball. Our first guest on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jess Howard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, no problem.
So as we take a look at your team coming into 2025, a bit of a different spot than where your program's been the last couple of years, with a lot of production off of last year's team that has graduated, but you still have some pieces back that contributed big minutes for your squad last year, athletes such as a Tristan Wright, such as a Lubby Prusman, Morgan Hackbarth, Avery Poppin, as well as younger athletes like Jalen Barnifus that really stepped up as well last year as underclassmen. When you look at this roster coming back and some of the pieces coming back, what have you seen offseason wise from their work to getting to now to practice, and just where they are compared to they were a year ago at this time?
Yeah, no, the girls have definitely been putting in the time in the offseason, in the weight room, doing plyometrics, speed training, open gyms through the summer, a couple days a week. And so they've been doing a lot of hard work to get themselves stronger, faster, and just really honing in on fine-tuning their volleyball skills.
And looking at some of those different position groups, obviously up front, you had a lot of height a year ago with girls like Marissa Hedin, as well as Adeline Norton, that really manned the front line this year. Now you have some younger athletes getting ready to step up. Avery Poppin, she played quite a bit as a sophomore, really got some valuable experience as well. Jalen Barnifus is also somebody that can definitely get up and play the front line. Who else is really making strides and really putting themselves in the conversation for being in that front line rotation?
Yeah, we've got a nucleus of girls that have a lot of experience from last year. The girls you're talking about with Lovey, Prusman, Avery Poppin, Tristan Wright, Jalen, Barnifus all have experience on varsity. We've got some girls that had put in some time at our ninth grade and JV level, like Ashley Neidiger, and Evie Davis, that have been doing a lot of work in the off season. We've got Amanda Lahr and Hayden McCoy and some other girls that are really put in the time in the weight room and are seeing huge strides with their vertical and their quickness with their feet. And so it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a fun year for us to figure out what that best rotation looks like for us. And I think we'll have a lot of depth with our kids that are playing, both at the JV and varsity, and the ninth grade level, we've got a good group of freshmen that are coming in too.
And looking at that back row, that's definitely been an area of strength for your team the last couple of years, especially that libero spot with Chloe Savitsky a year ago, or the last couple of years before that, Addie Beaulieu, and you've had a lot of success with that back row. When you look at the back row, who are some names that have really stood out here, at least through the offseason and going into preseason practice, that have stood out for the back row?
Yeah, we're bringing back a good chunk of our back row specialists, our defensive specialists from last year, which is huge in terms of being able to start our offense off of either serve receiver, off of the opponents with their offense. And so just making sure that we get them fine-tuning their skills, working on footwork, working on quickness has been a big, big stressor for us this off season. But, we've got Morgan Hackbarth coming back. We've got Haley Brim back. Both have a lot of experience. Olivia Burns, Janie Putney, those are all girls that have been putting in a lot of time in the back row and really, really keeping us going through our off-season trainings.
And taking a look at the schedule, once that gets underway towards the end of the month, you open up with that early bird quad at Roland Story. That has been the opener for your program the last number of years, with Central Springs, Roland Story, and South Hamilton. Then you get right into the match play with Boone on the 28th for a tournament at St. Edmunds on the 30th. And then conference play gets started right at the start of September with a road trip to Algona and then a game versus Clear Lake. When you look at that early slate, throughout that first couple weeks of the season, what's maybe a goal of you and the staff or maybe an area you and the staff are looking for, looking at closely here as we go into the first couple weeks of the regular season once practice gets fully underway?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that first week of games for us. We've got a lot of games that we're going to play with that quad, going to Boone for a single game that night, and then also having that Fort Dodge Invitational, the St. Edmund Invitational, to be able to play with lineups, figure out what works best for us, see who plays well next to each other, getting those relationships built between the girls so that they trust each other, who's playing next to them, and they understand what they're covering. So, you know, feel really good about how we start our season to get everything ironed out before we open up our conference season up at Algona. You know, and, you know, conference play is going to be tough this year. We got to make sure that we're ready to go, and that first week of competition is really going to help us figure out what we need to do and what we need to work on to be ready for that first conference game.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the start of the season coming up on August 25th.
Thanks.
That was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with South Hamilton coach Shannon Scartweed after the break on 95.7 FM.